So you say that our economy is should be committed to American small businesses and manufacturing, affordable education, and you're also very supportive of renewable energy. What are some of the obstacles in your way?
Well, I think the very sad reality is that we have members of Congress who are not supportive of the climate change evidence from scholars. The fact that our emissions are contributing to our changing atmosphere and global warming. But even more than that, I think in a very real sense, we have to get honest. We talk about investment in STEM. If we have an illiterate society that does not understand the contributions of the science community, the growing, and we have members of Congress who brag about not knowing how to use a phone properly or even send an email. That's a sad reality. And I think if constituents really want people who represent their interests, they're going to have people, regardless of age, regardless of years of service, who have an appreciation for our changing environment.
How much time do you spend in the district versus in Washington?
I split my time, actually. So oftentimes I'm in D.C. from Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday, depending on the schedule. And sometimes if I have a commitment in the weekend in D.C., I'm there. Or if I have a commitment here, I'm here. And I'm also a dad, so I have to spend time with my daughter and also spend time with constituents. So I split my time evenly.
Washington has become very partisan for a variety of reasons. Can you tell me how you feel about that and whether or not you'd like that to change?
Well, there was a time where you could turn on TV and see very robust debates, Democrats versus Republicans, and then afterward, these folks would go out for a drink. Their families knew each other. I think we've gotten away from that sense of camaraderie. We can have disagreements, but those disagreements should not divide us, and those disagreements should not be detrimental to the legislative process. And so I think if we can get honest and even bring back earmarks, that's a totally different discussion. We can have the sense where Republicans and Democrats can work together. I've had five pieces of legislation pass, largely due to Republican support. And I think if more of us can think along the lines of working together for the betterment of our communities and our states and our country, we'll get a lot done.
Why do you think it's gotten to that point? I mean, why do you think we are where we are now?
I think there are many pockets of our society. No one is exempt from this growing sense of fear, this growing disillusionment. We've seen these trade bills cripple our economies, particularly the industrialized Midwest. Indiana was crippled under NAFTA. And we're seeing displaced folks in urban centers and displaced folks in rural centers. And I think that disillusionment causes the human inclination to want to blame someone. And I think that we've had elected officials and even the current administration exacerbate hostilities and fears in a very detrimental way.
You've mentioned NAFTA. What do you think about this new trade deal?
I'm suspicious. I just had this conversation with Megan, our district director, about while in many ways folks will appreciate having extra dollars on their tax checks, they're not going to notice that $20 or $30 increase on a washer and dryer yet. And I think these tariffs are harmful because these other countries, particularly China and others, will make us pay the price, which is why we have to have greater investments in our country, and we have to have the kind of administration that's willing to reach out to other nations in a positive way so we can negotiate these bills properly and not just have a president who's trying to do it alone.
You've been in office now about as long as your late grandmother, Julia Carson. Indeed, the district has had a Carson in Washington for over 20 years now. I mean, the district did change back in 2003. It's not hard for Democrats to win here. How much of a fight do you have to put up every 2 years?
We put up a strong fight. You know, in 2014, I got 52% in this so-called strongly leaning Democratic district. When they redrew the maps, I think it was done in a way that was a bit spiteful, and they gave me the entire South Side, which is largely Republican. What they did not consider was that, you know, I went to junior high and high school on the South Side, and so I had a familiarity with the South Side. I still have very close friends on the South Side, but I understood the South Side in a different kind of way. And people are people at the end of the day, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian. Whether you're agnostic, secularist, religious, people are people. We want better schools. We want investments in infrastructure. And we want safer communities. And so for me, I led with that inclination of wanting to represent people the best that I can do it. But we'd still love for them to give us Broad Ripple back and get my yoga buddies and my hipsters back. We love them.
Let's go back briefly to climate change. The UN report came out, and it seemed very serious. And it seems to me from our previous discussion that you're very much in favor of us looking at that very seriously. What do you think it's going to take for that to happen?
I think it's going to take a new administration. I think it's going to take a Democratic Congress. I think if we see a Democratic Congress, my hope is that climate change will be at the top of the agenda, along with working with the president. We have a president who has a background in development. One would think that he would lead with, at the very least, a public works program, but most importantly, an infrastructure program where we could see job creation for the next 10, 15, even 20 years.
Mr. Carson, thank you.
Always an honor. Thank you.